Would you ever make a batter of cornmeal and make fried things like that?
Well, I say, during World War II, that's the only thing we had pancakes made of that, you see.
What were those? Flitters?
Yeah, batter. Well, you just made them just like you did with your milk and your eggs, your baking powder, and sometimes if you use sour milk, if you use buttermilk, you had to use your soda too, excuse me. And I said they were real good, but you got tired of them.
When you go to the store now, how much flour would you buy?
Oh, me? I buy 2 pounds. Well, in the wintertime, I get 5 pounds of it. But I don't, and this time of the year, I just get about 2 pounds. Same thing.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and
Christmas, of course. I'm doing a whole lot of baking. I always make a lot of pies, and I make my, I don't buy any bought crust. I make them myself. Occasionally, if I get caught, well, I don't have them, I make them and freeze them, you see, and have them ready where I can pull them out. In fact, I make pecan pies and freeze those, and you take them out, you run them in the oven, and they're just as good as they were when you first made them. But the cakes, now we made fruit cakes, and we used to make those, and great big, I was telling you about the crock yesterday. That's what we made, that 2 gallon crock. We made a fruit cake in that.
What'd you put in fruit cakes?
Well, you put, you start out, you use your butter and your sugar, flour, of course. Use mostly soda because you used syrup, the molasses in it. And you use all kinds of fruits.
Like?
Pineapple, crystallized fruits, you see. Pineapple and citron and all those things. And you put whiskey in them. And then when you got through with them, you wrapped them up in a linen towel and poured whiskey out. Poured lots of whiskey on them.
Everybody was happy after they had a piece of fruit.
Well, your alcohol content cooks out. You know that? You have your flavor there, but your content, unless you pour it on there, that you don't get the real whiskey taste. Now I make in recent years, I haven't made many fruit cakes. It's almost fruit cake when you get through with it, because I put the fruits in it and I put nut cakes. I put a quarter. I have a recipe that calls for a quarter shell nuts. And that makes about 2, after you get everything in it, it makes a good big, 2 big round loaf cakes, and then...
Mighty rich.
Oh yes, it's rich. And I put cherry in those when I'm cooking. Then I pour the liquor on top of it. But I didn't make them last year because it didn't have any nuts. And I said, you don't put, it doesn't take that much liquor to give them the taste, you know, that you get there.
What about type of deep things you cook in a deep dish and they have a crust on the top but none on the bottom? That'd be...
Cobbers. We make those now.
Now, they're 2 parts of the egg.
White and yolk.
Okay, the yolk is what's called.
Yeah.
And when you cook eggs by letting them crack and fall out of their shells in the hot water, these work.
Poaching.
Now, when you cook greens, you might put a piece of what in there?
Oh.
What you call it kind of meat that you put in the greens?
Salt meat.
Would it have a lot of fat on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of lean?
I always got it streak of lean and streak of fat because we always had bacon, but my husband loved. If you could get that meat and you'd have to parboil it and then fry it like you would bacon, he loved